DW. The name of the song is Tragically Hip. It's about gentrification and the rising cost of shelter. Sarah Scott not only wrote this song, the former resident of Seattle has lived it.
So get on a bus and go where it takes you and look for a place, somewhere to belong to. And I'll join.
I left Seattle. Seattle's really expensive too. You're seeing Sotheby's signs on little shacks.
The rising cost of living in the Emerald City pushed her out and on the road to the City of Angels in a Dodge Ram.
One of those big old white glass trucks, you know. So I put all my belongings in there and a bed and everything I would need. And I thought that would give me some time, you know, to figure out where I'm going to be living, where I'm going to be working.
But work didn't come immediately. When she got to L.A., Sarah began living in the same Dodge Ram that brought her here. And she became one of an estimated almost 10,000 residents in the community who live in homes on wheels. While she was counting on her car to be her makeshift crib, she's run into a roadblock. A new ban by the Los Angeles City Council forbids anyone to sleep in a car, van, or recreational vehicle near residential neighborhoods or schools. Instead, the homeless on wheels have been banished to industrial and commercial districts.
Well, that's very unsafe, isn't it? Especially for females.
Only one L.A. City Council person voted against the ban. Local lawmakers cited complaints from neighborhoods saying that those parked outside their homes were unsavory and unsanitary.
Breathe, just breathe. And I've been looking for landmarks, looking for
the way Scott sees it, she's just waiting for a break. And while she's down on her luck, the car softens her blow.
It gets cold, it gets moist, but I mean, compared to a lot of other people that I see that don't have cars and just have a cardboard box to sleep on or concrete, I feel pretty fortunate.
At one point in her life, she was a successful professional musician, half of the duo Two Loons for Tea. They made quirky music videos, their songs were on the radio, they toured the world. Scott says part of the reason she came to Los Angeles was to recapture some of that musical magic, a place that's incidentally one of the most expensive housing markets in the country. The average rent, according to myapartmentmap.com, for a one-bedroom apartment runs about $2,000, about twice the national average. Scott says she's willing to do whatever it takes to afford a home without a steering wheel, including doing what she's done in the past, earth-friendly cleaning.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
Sarah has a message for those who don't want her and the other homeless people like her in L.A.
If they're not happy with the have-nots living in their vehicles in their neighborhoods, then they need to get together and maybe try to figure out what they can do for the have-nots instead of just saying, oh, this is an irritation, you know, because they're human beings.
Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door. When the spending ends, they don't come round no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
How about that? That's a good one for that.
This report was brought to you by DW.